Hallelujah. In dealing with the people he called self-appointed apostles who had infiltrated the church at Corinth and had separated them from Paul, we discover that Paul took time to explain that he is a different person. We already discovered in chapter 3, he said, I'm a minister of the new covenant. And he said, I don't need a letter of recommendation to you because you are the letter of my recommendation. When people see you, they see the work of the ministry, the work of God that was done in you by my ministry. Then he said, these apostles, probably he was saying, I need even to give them the letter of recommendation so that as they come to you, they should be able to come through me because I am the one who brought you up. I am your father. Earlier on, he had said, though you might have many tutors, you only have one father because I became your father when I brought the gospel to you for 1.5 years and I was with you. I planted you up. I established you, took my life, and I shared my life with you and my time, my resources and everything. So I don't need a letter of recommendation. Then he said, I'm a minister of the new covenant. And then he started giving the difference between the new covenant and the old covenant. And he said that the old covenant have been fulfilled by the new. So we don't need to minister from the old. We need to minister from the updated one, which is the new. And the new one is that everything that was promised in the old has been fulfilled through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then he also talked about that the new covenant has got glory, more glory. He said the first one had glory, though it was through a letter, it was bringing death and condemnation. Still, God would show through it because it was God who was manifesting himself in the Old Testament through the letter, through the stones. It was written there and you'd come physically. But now he has come in our hearts to dwell there. And so this one of the new covenant is more superior than the old one. And Paul says, I am a minister of the new covenant, and those self-appointed apostles, they are appealing or using the old script, and so you don't need to believe in them. So Paul is drawing his children back and comforting them by telling them that they got the right thing. And so this, we want to get into chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we want just to look at it just from the verse 1 to 7, and we want to understand the principle of dividing the glory of God. Now, this glory of God, we said, that came through Moses, and people would see the glory of God in Moses, and as a minister, now he is saying this same glory comes not only through the leader, but through the entire New Testament church. And he said that that glory is present in the hearts of the people. He says that that glory, the one that we talked about, the glory of the Spirit, the glory of God, the mightier glory in the New Testament through the face of Jesus, is staying in the hearts of people. And as we do this ministry of the Holy Spirit, we don't need to use dubious means. We must use the means that are godly of the new covenant. And we must make sure, we must understand that though we are vessels of clay, it pleases God to let his treasure, his spirit, his ministry, his life, his gospel to dwell in us. And so we must be able to understand that. And that was part of the healing of the church. And they were being told, you have the glory of God in you. So Paul talks about that though, they are the weakness, they are weak people, but the glory of God dwells there. And that's the ministry he's defending. And he says, we need to understand this. And we need to understand that that here is what gives us the right way of doing the ministry or the long way of doing the ministry. So this is he said this, chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, since through God's mercy, we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Now, it talks about that we have the ministry that I brought to you, the ministry of defending the glory of God, the ministry of letting God be known through the face of Jesus. Because we have it, we will not lose heart. Paul is saying, I don't lose heart. Paul could have lost heart. He could have given up because of what these people are doing. But he says, we don't lose heart. But then he says, rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, we, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's concerns in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, that the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the glory that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we preach, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants of Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Now, I think this is very critical. Paul is comparing the ministry he has, this ministry of the new covenant, with the Old Testament ministry, of course, winning the hearts of his children. But he says, we are different ministers. Yes, we are weak. We are weak because they are saying Paul is a weakling. Paul is not a super apostle. But he says, yes, we are weak. I acknowledge that. But the glory of God stays in us, not only in us, not only in me, but in all of us. But why is that happening? So that God can show that what this treasure, the New Testament treasure, come from God and not from ourselves. But then he says, we are using the God of heaven. It is the God of heaven manifesting through us. Then he compares that with the God of this age, who is Satan. And so he was saying that those new self-appointed ministers, actually they are using the power of the God of this age. That's what he was saying. Who has bridled them? How can you go back to the Old Testament slaughtering? How can you go back to circumcision? How can you refute the work that Jesus has done? He was saying Jesus is enough. So he was preaching the ministry, he was preaching the gospel that is called Jesus is enough. We don't need anything above that. We don't need anything else. If we have Jesus, we have everything else we need. And because we have Jesus, we don't need to use dubious means to preach the gospel. We don't need to use, you know, those hidden ways of doing this, because Jesus has done it. We renounce those shameful ways that are being used by these self-appointed apostles. We are not like them. We are not covering our face. We are not blinded by the God of this age. We are enlightened by the glory of God. And the glory of God is the one that we are using right away. So I thank God that Paul has given this letter that we can be able to understand the way to defend the glory of God or the ministry of the glory of God. Father, we thank you for the glory of God. We will preach this glory and walk with this glory for the sake of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.